"Get the children," his wife blurted, then dashed to the door to call the older boy. He stared at her a brief moment, seeing the fear in her face, but also a loathing for all men involved in the making and dispatch of nuclear weapons. The father jumped to his feet and ran to the bedroom. "Let's go," he snapped. "Shelter drill." Although they had had many rehearsals, his voice and manner sent the youngsters dashing for the door without a word. He pushed them through the kitchen to the rear door and sent them to the shelter. As he returned to the bedroom for outer garments for himself and his wife, the older boy came running in. "This is the hot one, son," said his father tersely. "The real one." He and the boy stared at each other a long moment, both knowing what must be done and each knowing the other would more than do his share, yet wondering still at the frightening fact that it must be done at all. "How much time have we got, Dad?" "Not long," the father replied, glancing at his watch. 12, maybe 14 minutes. The boy disappeared into the front room, going after the flashlight and battery radio. The father stepped to the closet, slid the door open, and picked up the metal box containing their important papers, marriage license, birth certificates, etc. He tossed the box on the bed and then picked up the big family Bible from the headboard on the bed.